With today's farm news and information, I'm Joanna Guza.
So talking with Kevin with Focus on Energy, talking about production agriculture and how you can be improving your farm and making it more energy efficient. Kevin, could you start off by talking about some of the energy efficient resources that are available for dairy farms?
Focus on Energy has many energy efficient incentives available for farmers when they're upgrading. We have incentives on LED lighting, VFD drives for vacuum pumps, any VFD put on the farm, plate coolers, heat recovery units, grain dryers. We also have some tune-ups on dairy compressors and grain dryer tune-ups as well. Anything in production agriculture looking to be more efficient, reach out to us.
Kevin, I feel like I'm biased because I grew up on a dairy farm and I said dairy farm, but are majority of your customers dairy farms or do you do work with other types of farms? And if you could give some examples.
We do work with a lot of dairy farms. However, we also work with crop farms. I've worked with mink farms. I recently did an application for a bee farm. So also greenhouses and nurseries, anything in production agriculture for energy efficiency, we can work with those customers.
Go to now to that mink farm. What were some of the energy efficiencies that you brought to that farm?
This mink farm had old incandescent lights in his facility, and he upgraded to LED lighting, and he worked with the Focus on Energy program and got incentives back when he put the LEDs in.
Can you explain more about how that process works, or if you can share some of the numbers on savings that they're experiencing?
So the process works. It's best off to get involved with the energy advisor first to make sure that the equipment you're looking to purchase qualifies. We do have some requirements. It has to be more efficient. Lighting has to be DLC listed as 5.1. And then we're able to figure out what the incentive will be. We can work with you. We can work with your dealer or trade ally to figure out what the incentive would be before you even purchase the products.
So when you say lighting, is it as simple as changing the light bulb, or is there a lot of other like electrical work that has to be happening?
Work with your electrician. Lighting, we have prescriptive lighting with this one-for-one replacement, taking out an old 400-watt metal halide, putting in a new 150-watt LED. Our estimated incentive, I believe, is about $90 per fixture. Has to be DLC listed as 5.0. Work with your advisor. He'll be able to figure out the energy savings and the incentive you'll receive.
And this is me just not knowing a lot about this. What is DLC when you're using some of that terminology?
The DLC stands for Design Light Consortium. It means you're buying a high-quality light that has 50,000 hours. It's a 5-year warranty. It's a tested light, and you're getting a high-quality product.
Kevin, I also, in my area, have a lot of the nurseries that you talked about. What has been some of the energy-efficient items that you've helped them to improve their business?
We've worked with quite a few nurseries. We're helping nurseries with in-floor heat boilers. We have climate controls. We have horticultural lighting and others for nurseries, but those are the three big ones.
Now going back to the dairy farms, that's where my comfort zone is. You're talking about some of the vacuum pumps and the plate coolers. Can you share some examples of how you made them more energy efficient or what were some of the steps?
Well, a vacuum pump will run full RPMs. You're running about 2,700 RPMs. By putting a variable speed drive on that vacuum pump, it's going to run down to about 700 RPMs, still maintaining the same vacuum level for your cows, so you're having efficient milking with no chances for milk quality issues. It's just slowing down that speed of the motor, and it's saving you money by running at lower RPMs.
How is this information even found? Like, is there research that's being done that you know that it's still ensuring that the cows are getting properly milked, that it's okay that it's not running at its full speed?
These technologies have been out for years, and a lot of dairy farmers throughout the state have been utilizing these technologies. They're safe, efficient technologies. And talk to your milking equipment dealer. They'll back it up with that information as well.
And with the plate coolers, can you share any examples of how those have become more energy efficient?
I was working with a customer just last week, and he's running about 3,200 cows on a very inefficient plate cooler. That plate cooler was only taking about 10 degrees off the milk before the bulk tank had to cool it the rest. With the new plate cooler he was looking to do, we did a custom application, and a custom application is where we have to prove the electric savings, and the incentive alone for this customer is about a $10,000 incentive he's going to receive from us, and the payback was 1.3 years on his newer investment, because it's going to cool his milk down 40 degrees before the mechanical cooling it takes it the remaining to 38 degrees.
and have a happy processor probably because he's got, his milk is cooling too and it's saving him money. From your time at Focus on Energy, what tips do you have for production egg facilities for improving their energy use?
Reach out to your energy advisor. We will do a small walkthrough audit. We can look at your big energy equipment at the farm and give you options for new equipment that you could put in to save on your electric bill.
Walking through that, they have an audit. Then when it comes to like purchasing the product, when is the payback coming? So a lot of these farmers have to be making that investment up front and then the incentives come afterwards.
The payback is within 60 days after the installation is complete. An application needs to be submitted, and you're receiving payment usually after that about a month. So you're talking 90 days from after you did the project to you receiving your incentive check. However, if we can get that invoice and application submitted right after the installation's done, you'll see it in 30 days.
What are some of the goals that you or Focus on Energy have for 2023?
In 2023, we're really looking to help customers be more efficient, work with more greenhouses and nurseries, and just get the word out that this funding is available. However, you have to be with one of the participating utilities to receive the incentives.
All right, you can find the list of utilities available on their website. We'll make sure we have that linked in the description. From your time, what have been some short or long-term trends you've been following in terms of energy efficiency use?
One of the short-term and long-term trends is LED lighting has been a game changer for these dairy farms. A lot of older dairy freestall barns had 400-watt metal halides in them, very inefficient, a lot of wattage to run them, costing you a lot of money. They're putting in 150-watt equivalent LED, you know, reducing their wattage on one lighting fixture by 250 watts, you know, probably saving them $100 to $150 per year on their electric bill.
And I know from just from my family farm experience, when they upgraded to the LED and participated in the program, they even talked about just how much better lit the freestall barn was. Is that some other things that you've heard too?
LEDs, instant on, instant off, and no heat.
So lots of benefits. Kevin, do you want to share any more about the Focus on Energy's agribusiness solutions and the data that you guys have found?
Reach out to your energy advisor. We're here to help you through the whole process. We're going to make it painless on your dealer and yourself. We will come to the farm. We will help you with the application, and we can figure out the incentive you're going to receive. We can do that on the front side or the back side. Reach out to your advisor. We will help you. It's a painless process.
That was insight from Kevin Weiler. He is the energy advisor for agribusinesses with Focus on Energy, and he's based out of Marshfield. Thanks for listening to the Wisco Ag News. I'm Joanna Guza.